We often set our minds to do something, but fail to get around doing it. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Today, we're exploring the need to break the habit of putting off the most important things.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scripture for God's will. The Scriptures contain God's revealed Word. The Scriptures are not only inspired, they're without any proven error or contradiction. Because it's God's Word, it contains the purity, wisdom, and reliability of God Himself. We should love the Scriptures because they contain the words of eternal life. They teach us the right way to live in this age and promise us the ages to come. There's no substitute for God's holy Word, the Bible. Thanks for taking time with us today. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. Today marks the 44th anniversary of In Search of the Lord's Way. In Search of the Lord's Way began on September 1st, 1980, on one station in Ada, Oklahoma, on KTEN. Today we appear throughout the United States, Canada, and many other countries. Mack Lyon dreamed of having a television program that would cover the state of Oklahoma, but God had greater plans for this ministry and has opened doors for the Word in a multitude of places. We know millions of people are still searching for the Lord's way to live righteously in this life and to inherit eternal life. We share the gospel because it's God's power to save our souls from sin and to give us an eternal inheritance. Now, just like medicine only works when you take it, and soap only cleanses when you use it, the gospel message only saves when people act upon it out of faith and love. God's gift of salvation is available to everyone who is willing to accept and hold fast to it. And what God freely gives must be accepted according to His will. We must respond to the Lord's way out of love. Now, we offer this study on Someday I Will free. If you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have many free programs and materials on our website at searchtv.org. You can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song, read from Acts 24:24-27, and examine the assumption that we have plenty of time in the future. Our reading today comes from Acts chapter 24, verses 24 to 27. And they center around the governor named Felix. Now, Felix had learned a little bit about Christianity, but not everything. And Paul wants to teach him, Paul the evangelist, the persuader. Verse 24. And some days later, Felix arrived with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewess, and sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. But as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened and said, "Go away for the present, and when I find time, I will summon you." At the same time, too, he was hoping that money would be given him by Paul, and therefore he also used to send for him quite often and converse with him. But after 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and wishing to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul imprisoned. Well, Felix never got around to becoming a Christian. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for Your love and for the gospel which gives us the words of eternal life and helps us to have the salvation that Jesus died for. We pray, Father, that we will always give attention to the gospel and not put it off. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. People are often like Felix and say, "When I find time, I'll do this or that," not realizing that they may never find that time or the desire. We all have books we never finished reading, tasks that we never finished doing, and people we never got around to visiting. We have good intentions but fail to make some necessary tasks our priority. We may not have as much time as we desire. Life is indeed short. Psalm 144, verse 4 says that man is like a mere breath. His days are like a passing shadow. James 4, 13 to 17 says, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we'll go to such and such a city, and we'll spend a year there, and we'll engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You're just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that.' But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin." I tell you, we aren't guaranteed tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year. And it's arrogant to think that we have all the time in the world to get right with God or to do the right thing. Some of the greatest regrets of our lives come from missing the opportunities we once had. There are sins of commission and sins of omission. We commit sins and we know that we shouldn't have done those things. It fills us with regret and we seek repentance and forgiveness. But just as evil are our failures to do the right thing. We could have used our lives for the glory of God and blessed the people we love. But like the prodigal son, wasted our lives on the things that lead us away from God. The Lord Jesus made these points in Matthew 16, 24 to 26, that if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? What difference in eternity will it make if you have a bigger house, a better job, or a larger portfolio for retirement if you have no relationship with the Lord? If you live for yourself and achieve all your dreams but don't know God, you'll lose it all and lose your soul. C.T. Studd wrote two lines more than 100 years ago that should make us consider our ways. He said, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." Now Solomon spoke directly to a young person in Ecclesiastes 11:9. "Rejoice, young man, during your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant during the days of young manhood, and follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes. Yet know that God will bring you to judgment for all these things." You see, Solomon had the world at his feet when he became king of Israel. He said in Ecclesiastes 2:9-11, "So I became great and surpassed all who were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me, and whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil, and this was my reward for all my toil. Then I considered all that my hands had done and the toil that I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun." Solomon understood that this life will soon pass and he must leave this earth. He said in Ecclesiastes 12:7, "Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." One day you'll surrender your spirit to God. Will you surrender it gladly, or will you be filled with regret and fear? Solomon ended the book of Ecclesiastes with these words, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, with every secret thing, whether good or evil." Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. Because of his faith in God, Moses showed wisdom even when he was young. Hebrews 11:24-26 says, "By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." Moses understood living with God eternally is more valuable than anything we have on this earth. Sinful activities may bring us fleshly pleasures today, but they cannot compare with the inexhaustible joy and pleasure of living with God throughout all eternity. Paul gave up all his accomplishments as a Jew in order to know Christ. He said in Philippians 3:4-8, "If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain," he says, "I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ." Following Christ must be our first priority. Nothing else will give us eternal life. People say, "Well, someday I will repent." And they forget they will not live forever, and their souls are in the balance. You know, the very first thing Jesus ever preached, according to Matthew 4:17, was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The very first words of Peter at Pentecost in Acts 2:38 to those who were guilty of crucifying the Lord Jesus was for them to repent and be baptized. Now, baptism without repentance is merely getting wet. We must change our hearts and change our ways. Repentance is how we correct the direction of our hearts and lives. Repentance is how we, with the grace of God, heal our souls. We turn from a desire for sin to a hunger for righteousness. And instead of pleasing our flesh, we seek to please God. The Lord Jesus simply said in Luke 13:3 that unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. There is no grace or salvation for the soul who will not repent. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Our Father in heaven is patient, but we must understand that His patience comes to an end when people refuse to repent. Hebrews 10 verses 26 and 7 speaks to the Christians who have quit serving the Lord and have given themselves to sin. It says, "For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries." We must understand there is a limit to God's patience. And when you refuse to repent but deliberately keep on sinning, the blood of Jesus will no longer be applied to your soul. God will stop forgiving. People think, "Well, someday I'll discipline myself." Well, Peter named self-control as one of the seven virtues in 2 Peter 1, 5-11. The inspired apostle writes, "Now for this very reason, also applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you." Paul describes his own self-control in 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27. He said, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified." People put off becoming a Christian and assume, "Well, someday I'll act on faith and obey the gospel." Well, the gospel refers to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." When Peter preached the gospel for the first time about Jesus at Pentecost in Acts 2, he told the people guilty of crucifying Jesus how to respond in verse 38. "Repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." You see, they needed to be saved from their sins just as people do today. Oh, won't you do what they did so that your sins will be forgiven? People think, "Someday I'll start attending worship at church," or "Someday I'll return to the church." I tell you, being part of the church that Jesus built means being part of His household, His family. If God is your Father and Jesus your Savior, why wouldn't you want to draw close to them and with the people of God? Everyone needs a church family to keep his faith and devotion strong. People imagine, well, someday I'll get serious about growing spiritually. I'll pray regularly to the Father. I'll seriously study the Bible. I'll love the Lord my God with all my heart and all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. Oh, the Lord never intended His people to remain spiritually immature, ignorant of Scripture, or people who forget to pray. He wants us to be devoted to Him and His church. People think they have plenty of time and say, someday I will love my neighbor, or someday I'll forgive my brother or sister, or someday I'll speak to my friend about his soul. I tell you, we have an obligation for our own souls, but also for the souls of others. What are you doing to bring others to Jesus? You can look all over your calendar and you'll never find someday. You must act with the day that you have. And folks, that's today. All you have is now. No promise of the future. Act today. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be Your children, to know that You love us, to know that You have provided a way of salvation. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we will not put off wanting to be obedient to Your will, to change our hearts and lives, and to be baptized in the name of Your Son. We pray that You'll be with us and help us every day of our lives to do Your will. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord Jesus said in Luke 12, 16 to 20, that the land of a rich man was very productive. He began reasoning to himself, saying, "What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?" And then he said, "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns. I'll build larger ones. And there I'll store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, 'Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now who will own what you have prepared?'" My friend, your soul is accountable to God. One day you'll have to give an account for your choices and your actions. The grace of God is broad and wondrous, but the grace of God expects us to repent and to commit ourselves to Christ. Titus 2:11 to 12 says, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Friend, don't take God's grace for granted. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow Jesus. Repent of your sins, confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and be baptized into Christ. Now, baptism into Christ is the immersion in water of a penitent believer for the forgiveness of sins. Now, being baptized is the loving, faithful response of someone who wants to obey the Lord. The New Testament has no record of an infant or a small child being baptized. You see, little children are not lost and don't need saving from sin. Scripture has no record of a faithful Christian who has not been immersed in water in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't put off changing your heart and life. You have no assurance of tomorrow. We hope that today's study about not waiting till someday has encouraged you to commit yourself to Jesus Christ. If you live in the United States and you want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or call the Search office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, there's a schedule of our programs, and there's a map of the churches in your area at searchtv.org. And you can watch Search on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and when you do, be sure to like the programs. That helps us. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, don't worry, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God and to be saved. Show God your love by worshiping at church. You need a church family. And if you can attend, and we know some can't, but if you can attend, don't neglect worshiping at church. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy, biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. We'll be back next week, Lord willing. So keep searching God's Word with us. Tell a friend about this program. As always, we say God bless you and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.